Very much so, and we'd like to just say that we're delighted that the councillors have commissioned this study to build an evidence base around the reopening of the station. So we heard the councillor Tony O'Brien's interview with you there recently, a few days ago. So full credit to people who are pushing for Cushing Rail Station to be opened. One point we'd like to make, though, is that we hope the study is done with an eye on the wider context and not solely focused on the benefit of and the demand for a rail service from Cushing. What we'd love to see is the wider context looked at, as in, you know, if for example, a rail line to Shannon is opened, if a train station at Cracklow is opened, we know there's plans afoot and Moy Ross train station should be opened in the next 2 years. And all those together give a much better context for the business case, essentially. And there's a wider case beyond the business case for the train station at Cushing to open.
Yeah, and I mean, we've previously heard how if Cushing Rail Station was to reopen, there's potential there to not just increase, but greatly increase the accessibility of academic and employment opportunities, which I presume you would agree with.
Yes, so this is the value of having a good transport system, really, Andy. It's where we're connected to, and we can look at UL in Limerick, we can look at UCD in Galway from a study point of view, but we can also look at the Ennis campus to bring students down to the Ennis campus of LIT. It's not solely, of course, it's not solely about education, it's also access to employment. And that's why we really need our local reps, not only on the council, but our national reps to push for the wider connectivity in the West. So it's good for us if, for example, Tuam opens. It's very good for us that there's an early train that arrives into Cork from Limerick before 9 a.m. It would be great if there was an earlier Ennis train that would connect with the Limerick train. So we should be pushing for the... If we only look at, for example, Ennis, or we only look at Cushing, we're missing the wider benefit of being connected to different places. So for the West to thrive, and I say the West and not just the Midwest, we should be pushing for the Western Rail Corridor, for Tuam, for Sligo, for the Limerick suburban rail stations like Adair and Ballysimon and Raheen. And we should be delighted that there's better services to Cork. So if we remain kind of in an isolationist kind of mode, we miss the opportunity that wider transport connectivity brings us. And it's not only students and it's not only employment, it's access to services too. I've met plenty of people taking the train into Limerick in order to go to a hospital appointment. And it's also for tourists. The tourists can use our public transport. We've seen just how problematic the number of cars in our road is. It's adding to congestion. We have some just awfully sad stories from road collisions over the last, I'm not even going to say over the last 24 hours, because, you know,
we're all aware of what's happened in Mayo.
So if we can reduce the number of cars on a road, we improve the road safety for everyone. And some people are very reliant on their cars, and that's very difficult to address. But for those who can take the train, and for those who can take a bus or who can walk or cycle, then we improve conditions for everyone, so that people are not stuck in congestion. So it's not only for students and workers and employers, of course. It's very attractive for employers to set up a workplace in the West if they know they have access to a good workforce. But it's also for people to avail of services and social events too, and kind of to remain connected with people in different towns and villages along the way.
And Sheila, would presume advantage is that the infrastructure of Cushing Rail Station remains intact. Do you feel that helps in terms of any potential reopening. I'm sure obviously work would need to be done, but the basis of the foundation of the station is still there.
Yes, that, for sure, that's a huge advantage. No more than reopening the rail stations in Limerick, we have an advantage in that the tracks are already there. It's not like Cork or Galway where tracks would have to be laid down. So having the train station already there in Croisín is of huge value. There's a small population there now, although it's growing very rapidly. On that very point of where work is kind of nearly already done or nearly future-proofed, if we take the case for Shannon, for example, Jim Mead, Clareman, the CEO of Irish Rail, recently said that to open a Shannon rail spur would take between 5 to 6 years, which is such a small amount of time, given when we look at the length of time it would take to open the metro, for example, in Dublin, and the length of time it would take to put passengers on that line. So what I'm saying is, we're at an advantage in that we have that line, by the way, or that corridor to Shannon is preserved. It hasn't been disrupted in any way. So what I'm saying is, I suppose we have an advantage in many ways of the potential of the rail line and the rail network in Clare. The train stations, to reopen train stations, Cracklow is another place that it would make sense, in our view, to have a train station and to serve people in Limerick and Clare and beyond, and to connect in that area of the county.
Okay, well, look, we will see in due course.
We have an advantage in what's there already, and we really should be maximising it. Just one point on this idea of, you know, generating the study in order to present the evidence-based case. This is exactly what we should be doing. We should be looking. It may not be reopened in the next couple of years, but something in transport, it's very difficult for it to happen overnight, but we need to plan and push for it now. So although it might be the case of, you know, it's not in the funding plans for the next 5 years, that's not to say we shouldn't be pushing it for now for year six or year seven or year eight.
There's no harm in getting ahead of it. We do have to leave it there, Sheila, but thank you for taking the time to chat with us about that on Morning Focus this morning.
Great. Thanks, my dear Andy.